Blog Talk Radio.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Ibn Shaitan of Ajim. Alhamdulillah. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from my show. Good life. Good life. Holy Quran. This is the Claire Muhammad Hour. Educational Hour. Alhamdulillah. We are dedicated to education, STEM education, Islamic education here in the Los Angeles area. And because it's not been a Claire Muhammad school in 20 years or so, and we'd like to start one. And the first thing that we do is we read 1/30th of the Holy Quran. We started, so right now we are at section 2, number 11. It is Allah who begins the process of creation and repeats it. And shall you be brought back to him on the day that the hour will be established, the guilty will be struck down with despair. No intercession will they have among their partners, and they will themselves reject their partners. On the day that the hour will be established, that day shall all men be sorted out, and those who have believed and worked righteous deeds shall be made happy in the mead of delight. And those who have rejected faith and falsely denied our signs in the meeting of the hereafter, that shall be brought forth to punishment. So give glory to Allah when you reach eventide and when you rise in the morning. Alhamdulillah. Yea, to him be praise in the heavens and on earth in the late afternoon. So give glory to Allah when you reach eventide and when you rise in the morning. Yea, to him be praise in the heavens and on earth and in the late afternoon and when the day begins to decline. He who brings out the living from the dead and brings out the dead from the living, and who gives life to the earth after it is dead, then shall you be brought out from the dead. Among his signs is this, that he created you from dust, and then behold, you are human beings, scattered far and wide. And among his signs is this, that he created for you mates from among yourselves, that you may dwell in tranquility with them. And he has put love and mercy between your hearts. Verily in that are signs for those who reflect. Among his signs is the creation of the heavens and on earth as a variation in your languages and your colors. Verily in that are signs for those who know. And among his signs is the sleep that you take by night and by day, and the quest that you make for livelihood out of his bounty. Verily in that are signs for those who hearken. Among his signs, he shows you the lightning by way of both fear and of hope, and he sends down rain from the sky, and with it gives life to the earth after it is dead. Verily, in that are signs for those who are wise. And among his signs is that the heaven and the earth stand by his command. Then when he calls you by a single call from the earth, behold, you straightway come forth. To him belongs every being that is in the heavens and on earth. All are devoutly obedient to him. To him belongs every being that is in the heavens and on earth. All are devoutly obedient to him. And he who begins the process of creation and repeats it. And for him, it is most easy. To him belongs the loftiest similitude we could think of in the heavens and on earth. And he is often in might full of wisdom. He does propound to you a similitude from your own experience. So you have partners among those whom your right hands possess. He shares as equals in the wealth we have bestowed on you. Do you fear them as you fear each other? Yes, do we bring the size and detail to people that understand? Hey, the wrongdoers merely follow their own lusts, they devoid of knowledge. But who guides those whom Allah leads astray? To them, there will be no helpers. that shit. So set thy face steadily and truly to the earth. So set thy face steadily and truly to the faith. Establish Allah's handiwork according to the pattern of which he has made mankind. No change that there be in the work wrought by Allah. Better is the standard of religion, but most among mankind understand not. Turn ye back in repentance to him and fear him. Have regular prayers and be not ye among those who join God with Allah. Those who split up their religion and become mere sects, each party rejoices in that which is with itself. When trouble touches men, they cry to the Lord, turning back to him to repentance. When he gives them a taste of mercy as from himself, some of them they part worship to other gods besides the Lord, as if to show their ingratitude for the favors we have bestowed on them. Then enjoy your brief day, but soon will ye know your folly. Or have we sent down daughters to them which point out to them the things to which they pay part worship? When we give men a taste of mercy, they exalt thereat. But when some evil afflicts them because of what their own hand has sent forth, behold, they are in despair. Keep they not that Allah enlarges the provision and restricts it to whomsoever he pleases, setting that aside for those who believe. When give what is due, to kindred, the needy, and the wayfarer, that is best for those who seek the kindness of Allah, and they who will prosper with intelligence. Which you lay out will increase through the property of other people who will have no grief with Allah. Which you lay out for charity seeking the kindness of Allah. Increase is those who get a recompense of all supplies. It is Allah who has created you. Further, he has provided for your sustenance. Then he will cause you to die. Again, he will give you life. Are there any of you or your false partners who can do any single one of these things? Glory to him and highest here above the parties they attribute to him. Mischief has appeared on land and sea because of the deep need hands of men have earned, that Allah may give them taste of some of their deeds, or that they may turn back from evil. They travel through the earth and see what was the end of those before you, most of them, others besides Allah. To the right religion. For it comes from Allah, the day which there is no chance of reverting, on that day shall men be divided into those who reject faith, who suffer from that rejection. Work righteousness will spread their couch of repose for themselves in heaven. They may reward those who believe and work righteous deeds out of his bounty, but he loves not those who reject faith. Among his signs is this, that he says, the winds and terrors of glad times give you a taste of his grace and mercy. Just may say, I'm adjusted by his command, that he may seek of his bounty, so that he may be grateful. We did indeed send before these messengers to the respective peoples that came to them with clear signs. Then to those who transgressed, we meted out retribution, and it was due from us to aid those who believe. The Allah who sends the winds as they raise the clouds, then does he spread them in the sky as it will, break them into fragments, and thou seest raindrops issue from the midst thereof. And when he has made them reach such of a certain that he will, behold, they do rejoice. Even though before they received the rain, just before they were dumped with despair, then contemplate, O man, the memorials of Allah's mercy. How he gives life to the earth after will give life to the men who are dead, for he has power over all things. Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let me see it too.
that we but sin, we but sin the wind from it, just from them, the Holy Ghost over there. Okay, let's not make it dead, you hear. Some need to hear the call, and they show the back to turn away. And it's going to be back, fly from their strain, Holy Ghost without me. Here to believe in our time, the will and the song, with a lot of gratitude, of the week, and gave you strength, that's a week. And after strength gave you weakness and authority, he creates every will, is he who has all knowledge and power. That's the hour, reckoning with this time, and transgress elsewhere. Not but now. That's where they used to be in delusion. But those who do with God's faithful say indeed he did terribly. And allows the creation of day of resurrection. This is the day of resurrection. You were not aware. So on that day, no excuse of there still with the transcript. There to seek grace, but every pilot for men is described every kind of miracle. There shall bring to them many signs. And the issue would say, ye, do nothing but talk magic. But fill up the hearts of those who understand not. So patient for spirit, for the credit of the promise of the Lord. Nor let those say that from the truth of the Assalamu alaikum, alhamdulillah, the D color curse and all that you are out, alhamdulillah. All right, assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir.
Allah. Oh, praise be to Allah. Allah Akbar. Yeah, so how you feel?
No, I'm good. Good. Alhamdulillah. How about yourself? Now,
good.
We're at
Surah 31. It seems like I use the calendar of the Islamic Center. No. The Hawthorne Mosque. I use that calendar. So we're at Surah 31, number one. Surah 31, number one.
All right.
Okay, I'm gonna keep reading it, and you know, you catch up. Al-Islam means, we're at Luqman, number 31, Luqman. Al-Islam means, these are verses of the wise book, a guide and a mercy to the doers of good. Those who establish regular prayer and give regular charity and have in their hearts the assurance of the hereafter, these are on true guidance from their Lord, and these are the ones who will prosper. But there are among men those who purchase idle tales without knowledge or meaning, who mislead men from the path of Allah and throw ridicule on the path. For such there will be humiliating penalty. But our signs are rehearsed to such a one, he turns away in arrogance, as if he heard them not, as if there were deafness in both his ears, announced to him a grievous penalty. I'm at number eight now, number eight. For those who believe and work righteous deeds, there will be companions, there will be gardens of bliss to dwell therein. The promise of Allah is true, and he is exalted in power wise. He created the heavens without any pillars that you can see. He set on the earth mountains, standing firm, lest it should shake with you, and he scattered through it beasts of all kinds who send down rain from the sky and produce on the earth every kind of notable creature in pairs. Such is the creation of Allah. Now show me what is there that others besides him have created. Nay, but the transgressors are in manifest error.
Who showed him past wisdom on Luqman? Show thy gratitude to Allah. And who is so grateful that so to the profit of his own soul? But if any is ungrateful, verily Allah is free of all wants, worthy of all praise. Behold, Luqman said to his son, admonishing him, O my son, join not in worship others with Allah, for false worship is indeed highest wrongdoing. And we have joined on man to be good to his parents, and terrible upon tribal did his mother bear him, and a year training with his women. Hear the command, show gratitude to me and to thy parents, to me is our final goal. But this right to make thee join and worship with me things which thou hast no knowledge of, baby not, yet bear them company in this life of justice and consideration, and follow the will of those who turn to me. In the end, the attendant is all to me, and I will tell you all that you do. Oh, my son, said Luqman, if there be but the weight of a mustard seed, and it were hidden in a rock or anywhere in the heavens or the earth, Allah would bring it forth, for Allah is subtle and aware. Oh, my son, establish regular prayer, and join with the justice and forbid what is wrong, and bear with patient constancy whatever betides thee. But this is firmness of purpose in the conduct of affairs. And so not their cheek for pride at men, nor walk on earth, nor walk in excellence to the earth, for Allah loveth not any arrogant boaster. And be moderate in thy face and lower thy voice, for the harshest of sounds without doubt is the brine of the ass.
Do you not see that Allah has subjected to your use all things in the heavens and on earth, and has made his bounties flow to you in exceeding measure, both seen and unseen? Yet there are among men those who dispute about Allah without knowledge and without guidance and without a book to enlighten them. When they are told to follow the revelation that Allah sent down, they say, nay, we shall follow the ways that we found our fathers following. But even if it is Satan beckoning them to the penalty of the blazing fire, whoever submits his whole self to Allah and is doer of good, as grass indeed the most trustworthy handhold, and with Allah rests the end and decision of all affairs. But if any reject faith, let not his rejection grieve thee. To us is their return, and we shall tell them the truth of their deeds, for Allah knows well all that is in men's hearts. We grant them their pleasure for a little while. In the end shall we drive them to a chastisement unrelenting. If thou ask them who it is that created the heavens and the earth, they will certainly say, Allah, say, praise be to Allah, but most of them understand not. To Allah belong all things in the heavens and on earth. Verily, Allah is he that is free of all wants, worthy of all praise. And if all the trees on earth were pens and the ocean were ink, with seven oceans behind it to add to its supply, yet would not the words of Allah be exhausted in the writing, for Allah is exalted in power, full of wisdom. And your creation or your resurrection is in no wise but as an individual soul. For Allah is he who hears and sees all things. Feel Sanak that Allah merges night into day and emerges day into night, and he has subjected the sun and the moon to his law, both each running its course for a term appointed, and that Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. That is because Allah is the only reality, because whatever else they invoke besides him is falsehood. Because Allah, he is the most high, most great.
Seest thou not that a ship sailed through the ocean by the grace of Allah? And that he may show you every sign, rather than this a sign for all who constantly persevere and give thanks. When the waves cover them like a canopy of clouds, they call upon Allah, offering him sincere devotion. But when they have delivered them safely to land, they are Some among those who fought between right and wrong, but none of the Gentile side except only a perfidious and grateful wretch. O mankind, do your duty to your law, and fear the coming of a day when no father can avail aught for his son, nor his son avail aught for his father. Where the promise of law is true, let not then this present life deceive you, nor let the chief deceive you by the law. Chief deceiver deceive you by the law. Where the knowledge of the heart is with the law alone, if he sends out rain and he knows what is in the womb, nor does anyone know what it is that he shall earn on the morrow, nor does anyone know what man he is to die. Verily, with the law is full of knowledge, and he is acquainted with all things.
Belay Meshatana Rajin of Sajda, number 32, the frustration. Shatana Rajin, Lifla means. This is the revelation of the book of which there is no doubt from the Lord of the worlds. Or do they say he has forged it? Nay, it is the truth from thy Lord, and thou, that thou mayest admonish a people to whom no warner has come before thee, in order that they may receive admonition. It is Allah who has created the heavens and the earth and all between them in 6 days. Then he established himself on the throne. Ye have none besides him to protect or intercede for you. Will you not then receive admonition? Alhamdulillah. He rules all affairs from the heavens to the earth. In the end will all affairs go up to him on a day, the space whereof will be as 1,000 years of your reckoning. Such is he, the knower of all things hidden and open, the exalted in power, the merciful. Hold on 1 second. The merciful, alhamdulillah. He who has made everything which he has created most good. He began the creation of man with nothing more than clay, then made his progeny from a quintessence of the nature of the fluid despised. Then he fashioned him in due proportion and breathed into him something of his spirit, and he gave you the faculty of hearing and sight and feeling and understanding. Little thanks do you give. And they say, what when we lie hidden and lost in the earth, shall we indeed be in a creation renewed? Nay, they deny the meeting with their Lord. Say, the angels of death put in charge of you will duly take your souls. Then shall ye be brought back to your Lord.
And all thou could have seen when the good ones bend low their heads before their Lord, saying, O Lord, we have seen and we have prayed. Now, then send us back to the world. We will awake righteousness, for we do indeed now believe. And we are so willed, we could certainly have brought every soul to guidance. But the word from me will come true. I will fill hell with jinn and men's all together. Taste again, for you forgot the meeting of this day of yours. And we too will forget you. Taste ye the chastisement of eternity for your evil deeds. Only those who believe in our signs who, when they are recited to them, fall down in adoration and celebrate the praises of their Lord. Nor are they ever crossed up with pride.
Alhamdulillah, this frustration here.
Okay,
alhamdulillah. Let's continue, brother.
They forsake their bed and sleep while they call on the Lord of fear and hope, and they spend and trade all the substance we have bestowed on them. Now, no person knows what the lights of the eye kept in and reserved for them, not to walk for their good deeds. And then the men who believe no better than the man who is rebellious and wicked, not equal are they, but those who believe and do righteous deeds are gardens as hospitable homes for their good deeds. As those who are rebellious and wicked, their boat will be defiled. Every time in which they get away therefrom, will be forced thereinto. And it will be said to them, taste, ye the chastisement of the fire, which they want to reject as false. And he will make them taste of the lighter chastisement for the greater chastisement, in order that they may repent and return. And who does well wrong, the one to whom always had it, the signs of his Lord, and who then turns away therefrom, verily, For those who transgress, we shall exact due retribution.
He did indeed, after time, give the book to Moses. Be not then in doubt of its reaching thee. And we made it a guide to the children of Israel. And we appointed from among them leaders, giving guidance unto our command, so long as they persevere with patience and continue to have faith in our signs. Verily, thy Lord will judge between them on the day of judgment and the matters wherein they differ among themselves. Does it not teach them a lesson how many generations we destroyed before them, in whose dwelling they now go to and fro? Verily, in that our signs, do they not then listen? And do they not see that we do drive rain to parched soil, bear of herbage, and produce therewith crops, providing food for the cattle and themselves? Have they not division? They say, when will this decision be? If ye are telling the truth, say on the day of decision, no profit will be to unbelievers if they then believe, nor will they be granted of respite. So turn away from them and wait. They too are waiting.
The Confederates, Al-Azhar, who's right here, she comes in. I see that that man right here. Why, hell, not me, you. Oh, Father, trill and how can that into this? Unbelievers and duplicates, very lost, full of knowledge and also. But all that which comes is even inspiration from thy Lord for Allah, as well acquainted with all that ye do. And put that trust in the line enough with Allah and the disposal of affairs. Allah made for any man two hearts and his best. Nor has he made your wives when you divorced by the head of your mothers. Nor has he made your adopted sons your sons. Such is only your manner of speech by your mouths. But Allah tells you the truth, and he knows the right way. Call them by their fathers. Call them by after their fathers. That is just in the sight of Allah. But if you know not their fathers' names, then they are your brothers in the faith, or your friends. But there is no blame on you if you make a mistake therein. What counts is the tension of your heart and lies out for getting most miserable. The prophet is closer to the believers in your own selves, and his wives are your mothers. Revelations of mothers shall have a closer personal ties in the book of Allah than the brotherhood of believers and muhajirs. Nevertheless, do ye what is just to your closest friends. Such is in the writing in the book of Allah. And remember, we took from the prophets that covenant from thee and from thee, from Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus, the son of Mary, we took from them a solemn covenant that Allah may question the truth about their truthfulness, and he has prepared for the unbelievers a grievous distraction.
The time was here. O ye believe, remember the grace of Allah bestowed on you when there came down on you hopes to overwhelm you. But we sent against them a hurricane and forces that ye saw not. But Allah sees clearly all that ye do. Behold, they came on you from above you and from below you. And behold, the eyes became dim and the hearts gaped up to the throats. And ye imagined various vain thoughts about Allah. In that situation where the believers tried, they were shaken as by a tremendous shaking. And behold, the hypocrites and those in whose hearts is easy would say, Allah and his messenger promise us nothing but delusions. Behold, a party among them said, ye men of Yathrib, ye cannot stand the attack, therefore go back. And a band of them asked for leave of the prophet, saying, shoot, our houses are bare and exposed. Though they were not exposed, they intended nothing but to run away. And if an entry had been affected to them from the side of the city, and they had been incited to sedition, they would certainly have brought to pass brought it to pass with none but a brief delay. They had already covenanted with Allah not to turn their backs, and a covenant with Allah most surely be answered for. Say, running away will not profit you if ye are running away from death or slaughter. And even if ye do escape, no more than a brief respite will ye be allowed to enjoy. Say, who is it that can screen you from Allah, if it be his wish to give you punishment or to give you mercy? Nor will they find for themselves besides Allah any protector or helper. Verily, Allah knows those among you who keep back men and those who say to their brethren, come along to us, but come not to the fight except for just a little while. Covetous over you, then when fear comes, thou wilt see them looking to thee, their eyes revolving like those of one over whom hovers death. But when the fear is past, they will smite you with sharp tongues, covetous of good. Such men have no faith, and so Allah has made their deeds of none effect, and that is easy for Allah. They think that the Confederates have not withdrawn, and if the Confederates should come again, they would wish they were in the deserts, wandering among the Bedouin, and seeking news about you from a safe distance. And if they were in your midst, they would fight but little. Section 3.
We have indeed in the message of Allah an excellent sampler for him whose hope is in Allah in the final day and who remembered Allah much. When the believers saw the Confederate forces, they said, this is what Allah and his messenger had promised us. And Allah and his messenger showed us what was true and only added to their faith and their zeal and obedience. Among the believers are men who have been true to their covenant with Allah. Of them, some have died, and some still wait, but they have never changed their determination and beliefs. That Allah may reward the men of truth for their truth, and punish the hypocrites, if that be his will, or turn to them in mercy. For Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. And Allah turned back the unbelievers for all their fury. No advantage did they gain, but enough is Allah for the believers in their fight. And Allah is full of strength, exalted and might. And those are the people of the book who aided them. Allah did take them down from their strongholds and cast terror into their hearts, so that some ye slew and some ye made captives. And he made you heirs of their lands, their houses, and their goods, and of a land which ye had not seen it before. And Allah has power over all things.
O prophet, say to thy consorts, if it be that ye desire the life of this world and its glitter, then come, I will provide for your enjoyment and set you free in a handsome manner. But if you seek Allah and his messenger and the home of the hereafter, really Allah has prepared for the well-doers amongst you a great reward. O consorts of the prophet, if any of you were guilty of evident and unseemly conduct, the punishment would be double to her, and that is easy for Allah. If any of you that is devout in the service of Allah and his messenger, which righteousness to her shall we grant a reward twice, and we have prepared for her a generous session. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, brother Rasha. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Alaikum assalam.
Yes, sir. So,
Alhamdulillah. I said we finished the Jews.
Yeah, finished that Jews there. Yeah. I think we had the Islamic center of Hawthorne. We were behind one. So I made up for it. I skipped ahead, but our whole thing is the Jew. So it looks like, let's see, I had a couple things I wanted to discuss. It looks like they're going to keep this COVID thing going. And so as far as the school is concerned,
I'm going to have to develop, keep in mind, more of a distance learning, a virtual learning kind of like setup, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it, you know, it ain't going to be a lot of, you know, because they're going to just keep, you know, now they're talking about the Delta variant is strong and all like that. You know what I mean? And they want us to wear masks again, people again. And, you know, it was, you know, Daima sent me a brother, and he was talking about technology and stuff, and how he made off pretty good through technology during the coronavirus shutdown and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this brother, Bryce. Yeah, have you seen his Bryce talk about economic stuff? Forgot his first name. I followed a lot of that type of stuff, you know. He liked, you know, like Dr. Cloud Anderson and this brother named Bryce. What's his Bryce Fuller? Bryce Taylor. Yeah. So, yeah, we're gonna have to just keep studying that technology, and you know, I mean, as far as the Terre Muhammad School is concerned, you know.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah, technology, that's it, man. Yeah, that's it, technology, of course, you know, with the faith, you know, tied into the religion, to the deen, you know. Yeah, that's where it's at, you know.
Yeah,
this virus, you know, the thing that I don't understand is that, you know, according to what they say, that most of the people, most of them, the majority that have been affected by this Delta that they're talking about variant have been those, the great majority, not all, have been those that have not been vaccinated. And there have been only a few that have been vaccinated that have actually been hospitalized, and only rarely have any died.
Yeah.
There have been a few that have died that have been vaccinated, but it's rare. But if everyone just take that vaccine, we could wipe this thing out, man, because it would have nowhere to spread, you know. It would, you know, that was it. Idea of the herd immunity, and that there be so many people that have been vaccinated that the you know, the virus, there's nowhere for it to grow. It can't spread, and it eventually die out because it has no you know, nothing to feed on. But you know, so many people, man, is listening to all kind of crazy stuff, man. I ain't taking no vaccine, and you know, some people end up on ventilators and regret that they didn't take the vaccine, you know, and some of them died and all that kind of stuff. But as long as there's, you know, in a way for it to spread, you know, then the contagion will spread. But if enough people take the vaccine, it will have no place to go and eventually die out.
Hmm. Okay. Well, you had both your shots, huh?
Yeah. I had two Pfizer shots.
Two Pfizer shots?
Pfizer.
Well, I thought with Pfizer, all you needed was one. Which one of those are you needed one shot?
That's with Johnson.
Okay.
That's with the Johnson & Johnson.
Okay. Also, too, Pfizer. Is that an African American? Is that a black man, black woman? Pfizer.
I have no idea where the name comes from, what it means.
Someone was saying that that's an African American. Someone was saying that Pfizer.
I don't know.
Yeah,
and Farrakhan in his paper, don't take that vaccine, you know, in the middle of the paper.
You say in the middle of the paper?
Yeah, you know, Farrakhan, centerfold, you know.
Oh, is that right? Don't take the vaccine.
Don't take that vaccine. And then, you know, on the news, I don't know, you don't follow the regular news, which is a good thing because a lot of that stuff is just junk and propaganda. So you ain't missing out on too much. But anyway, they were talking about UFOs, and they have pictures of them, you know, and they're saying that a lot of that information is known by the government, but they don't know exactly what it is, you know. They're not saying it's from another planet, but they just don't know what it is. So anyway, when that was going on, I was at the bakery, and I opened up the final call, and then Farrakhan is talking about the wheel within a wheel. The mother plane and all that kind of stuff, man. They know what it's out there. It's the mother plane.
Yeah, he's really retarding our people, man. He's really, really retarding our people, you know.
Yeah, really, man. I guess if Allah just takes your light away, he just takes it away, huh?
Yeah, brother. Yeah. Let me see. Museum. I sent out that. I don't know if you didn't get one, but I sent out a kind of like a little message. I texted a lot of people, man, and I gave them my our website address. I gave out Flat Compton address, and I gave out TA Museum. TA stands for Tomorrow's Aeronautical, the museum.com. But if you click on Tomorrow's Aeronautical museum.com, it brings up, looks like a man, dressed like a woman, and it has some type of like Hebrew writing. And it's you know what I mean? It's crazy. And I sent that to a lot of people. But it's tamuseum.org. That is the one, tamuseum.org. You know, that's the true one. That's the true one. That's the good one, tamuseum.org. But I said that tamuseum.com. And it takes you to a site, got a kind of like an overweight man, you know, just like a woman, like, you know, they got, you know, got some Hebrew. So I got to resent that back again because, man, that's all I, you know what I mean? I'm thinking that's all the enemy needs is something, you know what I mean? Yeah, man. Did you pull it up?
No. I don't know why I can't get your site, you know. I only got it one time, you know. I got it one time. Every time I try, it you know, things similar come up, but STEM school comes up, but not your STEM school site, you know. I just have to keep trying. But anyway, they had a. I just key in on AM360. When she was going on, and the other day, man, I keyed in, and that was this. I guess it was a gay mom. I guess somebody, man, had bought some time and was talking all kind of crazy stuff, man, and you know about ever since. Yeah, a gay Muslim man, and man, it's way out.
What station was
that? He was on AM360. He was on AM360.
Yeah, but, you know, not Blog Talk Radio, just AM360.
Yeah, but, well, that's Blog Talk Radio, right?
Yeah, that's a Blog Talk. And, yeah, see, I'm Blog Talk Radio, but I'm our message of concern and that right there. And then others, okay, so you say it's AM360. Right.
Yeah, well, it's a blog talk, you know, blog talk radio, AM360. I guess he had just bought some time, you know.
Uh-huh. So.
And
today is Saturday. So what date was that?
Oh, man, it had to be maybe about Tuesday, Wednesday.
You see, because I can pull it up. That stuff is an archive.
Maybe it was Tuesday or Wednesday, man. About what time was it? It was about maybe 5. Because he said he had to break for Margaret. So that was Eastern time. He had to break for Margaret. Margaret's about 8 o'clock. So it must have been about maybe 5, you know.
Yeah, okay. I just texted you what I sent out. And you could see that I had a nice little thing here. Assalamu alaikum, world. Have you seen our latest website for the Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School of Aeronautics and Astronautics? I said, please go to www, you know. Do you want to sit on our board of directors? We need about 20 good, clean, moral, and upright believers to sit on the board. Pass the word and this link around in our community. Also, go to our related website to see what SCMS is affiliated with. Did I say WWTA Museum? And that's, oh, man. Just my luck, bro. And so they had this gay imam on, huh? It's a damn shame.
Yeah,
I wonder,
man. It could have been just a believer. He didn't, because he didn't say he was an imam. Let me just take that back. I'm saying imam, but he could have been, well, he wasn't a believer, but he could have been just calling himself a gay Muslim, you know, but... because he did call himself a gay Muslim. Well, he said that all he could remember, as long as he could remember, you know, he was attracted to the same sex, you know. And he was saying how, you know, Allah, God, you know, created it. Just filling his, you know, ideas, man. And then... said he had to break for Margaret prayer, and he didn't come back on, you know. So I guess he's going to come back on the next day, but I didn't follow it, man. I just, you know, sometimes I just tune in AM360 just to see if anything's on, you know. And that guy was on, man. And I don't know. I guess he had lost some time.
Wow. Yeah, I certainly messed this up. Yeah, TAMuseum.org, that's the channel. And got Robin. You know, so I want to share this with you, too. If you go to TA Museum, you know, .org, as far as like Yelp, you know what Yelp is, right? You know what Yelp is?
No.
Yelp is kind of like a site that goes out to businesses and it rates businesses. And, you know, like if you go to a restaurant and a person, you know, has a good experience, you know, he may say, I went to this restaurant, and I ate some barbecue beef, and it was really good, and the people were friendly. And the service was swift and courteous, la, 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 you know. But on the other hand, if you go there and you say, you know, I was treated bad, you know, these people are racist. And so Yelp puts that stuff on the Internet. You see what I mean?
Oh.
It's called Yelp. So Robin somebody has a thing on there saying Robin robbed him of $10,000. Not robbed, but, you know, embezzled. In other words, this person says that he gave $10,000 to Robin and for flight lessons, and I never got my lesson, you know. So
yeah, who's Robin?
Robin Petgrave is that brother who runs the museum out of Compton.
Oh, you mean out in Compton?
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah. And that complaint is big. You know, you pull up, you know, like if you do a Wikipedia of tomorrow's aeronautical museum. You know, and that'd come up too. In fact, that's what my grandson pulled up because I was on his case about, you know, not doing so much TikTok and not doing so much the other one. What's the other one? TikTok and Fortnite and all like that. You know, next thing I knew, he had pulled up that complaint against Robin and showed it to me. You know what I mean? So, so I don't know how true that is. I don't know what it's about, you know what I mean, other than somebody complained that Robert took $10,000 and didn't, you know, train. But see, like, that would be, because that don't look good, you know, that don't look good, especially, you know, like, you know, for the enemy, you know what I mean, the enemy will get something like that.
Yeah, you don't want nothing like that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I might mention to him, just like I did mention to the lady, the little custodian lady, the little Latina custodian lady about the, you know, the cat poop. And she said, oh, okay, thank you. I'm going to leave a note for the morning janitorial staff, you know, so... I was out in Compton getting a P.O. box and Robin was at the post office too at the same time, and he was sending something off, you know. So do you think it's a good idea to mention to him about that $10,000 complaint? What do you think? For sure.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I don't know. You know, well, I mean, you might just mention that there's a complaint on your website, and it might be something that you ought to. Yeah, I think it's.
Because see, I bought into that program. I bought into that school because I paid $200, and so far I've paid almost $400 into that school through my dues and stuff. You know, I'm gonna go check on this
mouse.
My daughter. Yep. It caught a mouse. Sure did. Caught that mouse. Sure did. She was right. I don't know how that mouse got into the house.
Oh, you caught him, huh?
Yeah.
With a glue trap?
Not a glue trap. With one of those.
Just a regular wood conventional.
Well, not the wood one. You know, they got one. You know, that's plastic. I wonder how in the hell that thing got in here. I heard it about an hour ago. I heard something clap, and I don't know what that was. But sure is. I'm going to come get it out in a second. Yeah, my daughter, she didn't want to be here. She went over to her friend's house when she got off work. Yeah, man, how the hell that mouse got out here? All the way back in the back bedroom. Yep. Yeah, man. So I should bring it up, because I see him. Sometimes, you know, sometimes he seems like he's kind of sad, like, you know what I mean? I see him, you know, and he's kind of distracted because, see, something like that, a mess with his donation. See, he gets donations from, you know, he's been all on TV, man. And he's been all on TV. He got all the plaques, got all the pictures. You know what I mean? You know, you've been in there. And I know something like that is horrible. You know, shit. And now.
You know what? You might bring it to the attention of one of his aides or assistants. You know, like that guy that sit at the computer, that kind of dark-skinned guy. Heaven said, bring it to him and let him take it to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a number of them. It's Ronell is the one to see. Like, he's the one who flies for Air Alaska. Ronell.
And then you could go back, you know, and then you could follow it up. You could go back and say, well, what did he say about it? You know, because you don't, you know, you want to, you trying to promote the school, you know, but when people see that, they question you about it, you know, and you, so maybe you could go a second route, you know, give it to one of his employees.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go and follow up on it and say, well, what did he say about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or I don't know. Or direct if you, you know, either way, or you just be direct, you know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But might be better to kind of go indirect. He may take it as a, you know, I don't know.
Well, me and him kind of like, you know, from time to time, like, we kind of chat about different stuff. You know, we chat. And I mentioned, I don't want to take up his time, just, because he's kind of like, you know, like a celebrity, you know, so you wouldn't want to just run up to somebody, want to take all their time, just give respect and get an autograph, kind of like. So, but I feel like I could, I feel like I could see him, but maybe you're right. I need to go through Ronell or that brother, what's his name? His last name is Dandridge. MacArthur versus his first is MacArthur Dandridge, the dark brother.
In fact, they may even know about it already, you know, details of it.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, you know, Right. Yes, sir. So what's on the agenda today for you, brother?
Oh, man. I don't know. Nothing in particular. I might, you know, there's a wall there at Ibn Rabah that on the north side that was built illegally and without a permit and substandard, and it's cracking. And it's on the people's property, but they want the mass media to pay for it, you know, to take it down and build it back up and pay for it. So Iman asked me to take a look at it, and I did with the owners and with another contractor. And we were trying to resolve it because we were saying it would be better if they shared the cost of the wall, but this woman said she's not paying nothing. She's not giving a dime towards it. And it's really on their property, to be honest. But so I told him, man, I work for the city, man, and all I got to do is call and have one of the inspectors come out, and he'll issue you an order to comply and have you to rebuild it, give you so much time, and shut you down if you don't. But, you know, after I thought about it, I told him, told him what they'll do, you know. Huh?
I see.
But I told Iman, told Iman.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do that because what they could do, they could retaliate and say, well, they got that patio back there, don't have a permit. See, that patio in the back, I could look at it and tell, you know, that, you know, the guy, he didn't do it with a permit. You know, and they might cause some problems, and that restaurant is still not done, might cause some problems, you know. So I told him, well, I don't want to do that because it might open up a can of worms for the masjid, you know. But yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for that, man, they're talking about they don't want to pay for it, it's on their property. And see, they said that the brother who used to stay in that restaurant, he had built it. You know, that's what they said, but Iman said he wasn't sure. But I said, well, regardless of who built it, it's on their property and they're responsible for it. And if it's substandard, you know, I'd have called the building department and they'll write them up and shut them down until it's done correctly, you know. Give them so much time if they fail to perform the order to comply, then they'll fine them so much money and may shut them down, you know. So, you know, but that could open a can of worms for the masjid, so I don't want to go that route.
So you say it's a wall, huh? A wall?
Yeah, it's a block wall. It's a block wall. You see, block walls, when you build a block wall, it has to be what is called grouted. Grouted, it has cells. You know those blocks that had holes in it, right? We call them cells.
Yeah.
And if those blocks are, you know, they're 8 inches by 16 inches, and you put grout between them, and that's how you build a block wall. But to make it strong, you have to put concrete, they call them cells, in between those holes, and also rebar, you know, which is the steel that makes it strong. And that wall was built without any of the cells filled with concrete nor steel rebar, so that it was just built. It was built wrong. It was built without a permit. Built illegally, and it cracked. They said that it cracked because the masjid had cheese over there, you know. And but if the wall was built properly, it wouldn't have cracked. You know, it cracked. It's going to crack anyway eventually because of the way it was built. But regardless of that, yes, it's illegal. It's on their property. But they're saying they want the masjid to build it and take it down and pay for it because the trees, they say the trees caused the crack.
Did you talk to the woman yourself?
Yeah. The woman said, my mother is a judge. My mother is a judge. I ain't got nothing to do with it. My mother is a judge, and I ain't paying nothing.
So. This is the building next to the masjid. Is that a copy shop business or
no?
Is
I think that's where you said that you wanted to rent a room, maybe upstairs. Then you say you wanted to rent some rooms upstairs.
To the north of the masjid. It's that office building complex.
Yeah.
All right, the office building.
Yeah, and the wall, you know, they said they got an independent engineer to take a look at the wall and said that the wall is, you know, is substandard, which it is. It is substandard, you know, and built to, the guy just did it. He just, you know, didn't do it right. I don't know how much he got paid for it, but, you know, He didn't, I guess he, you know,
willing to cut some corners. Maybe he got money and just didn't do it right and kept the money. I don't know. Maybe he just,
do a wall need to be there, or could you just tear it down and just leave it as it is?
Well, you know, the man Steve wants privacy, you know. So a Muslim contractor came over that I know, and he said, well, he could put up a vinyl wall, but they said they didn't want a vinyl wall. They wanted the block wall. And, that, you know, block wall can be expensive, you know, can be. But anyway, so we was trying to resolve it because it's a neighbor, and you don't want to really, you know, be at odds with a neighbor. So Ironman was trying to resolve it, you know, amicably.
Yeah, that's that sister. What's her name? I forgot. She and her father own that office building complex. Her father. And she runs.
Yeah, he was out there. He was out there too, you know. But anyway, the thing is that it's definitely on their property, because at the end of their building, that's where the wall starts, and it even starts further in. It's maybe an inch or two, and it starts in at the back of their building, maybe an inch or two within the property line, you know, on their side. So it's definitely on their property, you know. And like I said, I know how to resolve it, but you know, I all I gotta do is call, and they have one of the inspectors come out. But they may look at, then they may retaliate and say, well, look at what they got over there, you know, that, you know, that big patio in the back.
Yeah, but how would they know about the patio in the back?
Oh, they're over there. I mean, they could see it. But in fact, the guy was over there yesterday. The owner, you know, the father, he was over there. And
he was inside the patio?
No, I mean, he was in the back, in the back area looking at the wall. Because we were showing him how the wall is on their property. But anyway, yeah, so I told Ironman I didn't want to do it because it might come down on the masthead. And then that restaurant that the guy did, they're still not done. They gave the masthead so much time to do it, man, and he did a lot of construction there. And, you know, the masthead hadn't paid for it to really be resolved. And they may hit the masthead and find the masthead for not doing it. So I didn't want to get the city involved in it, you know. So I've been trying to do it amicably and just have another wall built, and they just share the cost 50-50. But she was saying she's not going to pay anything.
I see. So how much would a wall cost?
Well, a wall like that, a block wall. Well, it costs about, to take the existing wall down, maybe $2,500, and then to build another one, maybe about, I don't know, maybe about 10, probably about 10,000 maybe, to do it right, maybe about 10,000, 7 to 10,000, something like that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, responsibility.
But anyway, other than that, I might work, man. I just hate to draw without a computer. I'm still working on that math sheet. I might do some work on that, you know. I just hate to do it without a computer. But praise be to Allah. I was man, they had so much food to give away. I don't know where they got all that food. They had boxes of oranges, boxes of apples, boxes of kids' meals, boxes of what looked like chili beans and rice, chili and rice. Just, I mean, crates and crates of it, man. So she said, man, just take it, you know. So I took a couple of boxes of, full boxes of oranges, just full boxes of oranges, full boxes of apples, and then a couple of bags. I just gave it to the, you know, guys on the street, homeless guys. I just opened the trunk and, you know, while they got them tents and just set it out there. Guys came running to help me to take it out the trunk. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Busy till I was. Yeah,
but I don't know. You know, all that food. I guess is, I don't know what they're gonna do with it. But the boxes of apples are good. Oranges are good. Just crates and crates of apples and oranges and all kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. So
okay.
That's about it, man.
All right. Okay. So you was at the bakery yesterday? You and bought you some sweets?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. No, I didn't need any sweets. But I was at the bakery, and I took. I went to see Billy Latif. I took him a bean pie and a bean soup.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. Alhamdulillah. How's Bashir doing?
Oh, man. Bashir doesn't look good at all.
All right.
Yeah. He's not. I don't think he's able to speak. And then he, whatever it is, you know, I guess, you know, Bashir is in his 80s. So whatever it is, you know, he's, just looking at, I don't know, man. I'm looking to hear, I don't know. Only Allah knows, man. But, you know, he doesn't look good. Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And he's not able to speak, huh?
No.
Where is he at?
A Sentinella.
Oh, Sentinella. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I know I have to get my final instructions done some way, and other stuff, kind of like out there in what, Antelope Valley or Atlanta or Lancaster Palmdale or wherever it is.
Yeah. Get your paperwork in. Yeah. Well, I have to do the same.
Yeah. Well, okay. All right then, brother. Inshallah. Okay, inshallah, we'll talk then. And I'm going to take a picture of this mouse and show it to Leah. because I thought she was tripping, but no, it's back there. I don't know how a mouse would get all the way back there, not unless it's a hole back there, you know?
Never can tell. A mouse can squeeze through tiny places. Never know, man, you know? Could have been a time when the door was open, you know. No telling. I don't know. Yeah. Okay, brother.
All right, Bashar. All right. Salaam alaikum.
Yes, sir. Well, alaikum assalam.
Definitely having a good day. My name is Dr. Boris Rock. I'm Dr. Boris TV, the firm of the Scholar. And today we have a special treat to get an opportunity to talk about how to make money in your sleep. We're going to discuss business automation. And this is a little secret that a lot of people don't know. And I want to ask everybody in the chat, I don't know if you know this or not. Give me a yes or no if you all knew this. But did you know that most millionaires and billionaires even, did you know that they do not work as hard as you? Right? I hope you know that, right? That most of them simply know how to work smarter, and whatever that means, right? And a lot of that working smarter comes down to things like automation. And so as you guys come into the chat, our special guest today, his name is Chris Davis. Chris is the founder and CEO of Automation Bridge. He is arguably the leading expert on the planet when it comes to business automation. And if he's not number one, he's definitely like top five, top ten. So whether he's Michael Jordan or not, that might be debatable. But we know that he's at least Charles Barkley, at least Patrick Ewing, you know, at least LeBron. So how you doing today, man?
Man, boys, it's great to be here. And I will argue that point. I will argue the top two. There's one more that I may put above me, and that's my mentor. So respect to him.
Oh, I like that. Well, you got to respect anybody that shows respect. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Yeah. All right. So let's kind of start. First of all, I want everybody to know on the Black Financial Channel, we talk about Black economics and Black wealth building every single day, sometimes as much as 10 times a day, under one simple condition. The condition is that you must be Black first. Black first means that we put our community at the top of our priority list so we can solve our own problems and fix our own stuff. B1 also means that we believe Black kids can be number one when it comes to wealth building and economics within the next 50 years. B1 also means we understand we must be one in order to be successful. That means working together and finding common ground. If you agree with that philosophy, put a hashtag B and the number one in the chat, hashtag B1. Hello, Vicky Wilkins and Sade Burrell and DDS. I see DDS. DDS is always here. That's a great moderator. So let me ask you about you, Chris.
Yeah.
Tell us who you are. Where are you from?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Many people may not have even known Black people were up there if it wasn't for George Floyd, because that's what I got. Whenever I would go to another state, my dad. Thank you.
somebody told me, go do this. You'll always have a job. You'll always have a job.
Hello? Assalamu alaikum.
How can you let go? What can happen with that?